In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't suppose any of you counted the number of words in today's Gospel. But my computer's word count tells me there were 781. And I'm very grateful to Peter for weathering the storm and reading it all. It's the longest gospel until you get to Passion Palm Sunday, when, of course, we're all invited to sit down for much longer than we did this morning. Words figure very prominently in the story of our Lord's encounter with the Samaritan woman at the well. And they count in at least three misunderstandings in this long passage. First, there is the misunderstanding around the word water in the first part. As Jesus defines the living water gushing up to eternal life, which the woman only sees as well water, which has to be fetched laboriously time and time again in the daily drudgery of her life with a bucket. Then there is the misunderstanding around the word husband in the second part, which leads to a very personal exchange in which Jesus goes beyond the traditional differences between Jew and Samaritan and reveals himself to the woman as Messiah. And finally, there is the misunderstanding around the word food, prompted by the disciples urging Jesus to eat, whereupon Jesus differentiates between food on the natural level as something to eat and food on the spiritual level, which he defines as doing the will of God. Yes, in that gospel, words count. It raises a question: how many words do we actually need in our daily living? Google reports research that indicates that the average woman speaks around 5,000 words a day, whereas the average male speaks around 2,000. As a mere man, I won't make any comment on that. But how many words do we actually need in our daily living? How many of those we actually use are unnecessary, repetitive, frivolous, unloving? And how many words do we need in our Christian living? How many words do we need in our Christian worship? How many words do we need in order to speak meaningfully of God's relationship with us in Christ and of our relationship with God? All very important questions. Richard Carter is a priest on the staff of St. Martin in the Field, and he's just written a superb book entitled The City is My Monastery. It is a book full of wisdom, with poems and meditations, and we're in fact using it as our Lent book at Bromley College. In the introduction to his book, Richard establishes the need for only two words in describing both God's relationship with us and our relationship with God. Just two words. And those two words are being with. Being with. He suggests that these two words say everything there is to be said about God and about us and about our mutual relationships. Being with. And his book goes on to explore how we encounter this mutual being with in various ways based on his experience at St. Martin's. Being with God in silence as we wait upon him. Being with God in service as we seek to face the challenges of society. Being with God in scripture as we receive the revelation of God. Being with God in sacrament as we feed on the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Being with God in acts of sharing as we live out our lives in whatever community we may belong to. Being with God in Sabbath living as we rest in wonder at God's activity. Being with God in staying there as we seek to extend our experience of being with God so that in the end we discover the joy of being with God eternally as the community we're building on earth is continued in heaven. Being with. These two words contain everything we need to express about God and his relationship with us. He is a God whose nature it is being with his world, being with us. And those words also express everything we should be as Christ's disciples, living our lives in the world, being with him. Two words, not learned theological words, though we can have plenty of these to find, not long, complicated technical words, although we have plenty of those in church life, just two utterly simple words, two everyday words, two words that are out in the open, two words we all recognize and use, the words being with. Those two words certainly sum up the encounters in today's gospel. The woman being with Jesus. Jesus being with the woman. The disciples being with Jesus. Jesus being with the disciples. You and me being with Jesus. Jesus being with you and with me. And that being with is never static. It's always dynamic. It's always life-giving. Water that is a spring gushing up to eternal life. Bread that is the bread of life. Being with. I don't suppose any of you have been counting the number of words in my sermon today. But my computer's word count told me that there are 785. Just four more than the gospel. Perhaps I said being with twice too much. But let's not worry about the numerical word count. What matters is that the words count. Being with. They count for everything as we seek to live the Christian life and make our pilgrimage towards the place where we shall experience fully that being with that fills the restlessness of our hearts in time and in eternity. Amen.